digital world. Every day is game day.
This is
the future of radio in America.
The future of radio.
This is the future of radio.
The future of radio.
Rather extraordinary things.
Cyber Station USA.
100% homeboy. Radix Q.
To remake the world.
Broadcasting to the universe.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Revolutionizing radio.
This may be one of the greatest moments in history.
This is Jessica Kier Moore inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson-Jones on the CyberStationUSA.com radio network.
The sun is always setting on this table, full of food to waste and more people to bury. No man is scared of the truth or hunger or cold. He has come to simply provide a soundtrack. Place the needle of the grass across our backs. There will be signs, there will be pain. There will be stories carved out in blood, and joy will trickle down your face. The water of angels, the mastery of the wild. He was never meant to be urban. They were born free when the others were sleeping, attempting footing. She is his reflection, a city country girl, a gold horse kissing his black. Blood on his back, scars, scratches, stories deep inside his landscape. She was waiting for him to call her name. Jesse James, of Detroit, of Brooklyn, of Southern Blues, of Harlem, of Colorado Mountains, dressed in turquoise and red coral for tongue. We are not alone. Children born in the time of sleep are finally waking up. We will find the others. We will be the soundtrack to our own discovery. Detroit jazz, poet, outlaw. Sometimes the tea is spiked.
Big Top Fantasy. Heart of glass breaking me.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. This is part two of our interview with poet, actor, publisher, activist, performer, Jessica Kier Moore. We're here at the APAP conference in New York City talking with her about her CD, Black Tea, The Legend of Jesse James. You're listening to Catch Me If You Can. Enjoy.
Catch me if you can. I'm running fast. I'm living right. How deep the struggle? How real the fight? I'm a girl and my brightest bright. I like your smile. Your spirit's tight. Battlefield, I keep them tight. Grew up a queen, that's some light. Poetry was dynamite. Hey, I'm not every day. I could fly a kite, I could write a poem, I could save a life, I could have it all, I could wear my skin, I know where you've been. But you survive it all. Keep moving and breathing and loving like the wind. The little things blow right off of your skin.
They be wandering and wondering, girl. I know that they do. They really, really do. And if you really want it, but you're not fucking with me, let me take you to the other side where they get so fine, fly so high, free. Come on.
Living in the world of my own invention, in the war where poetry is my only weapon. From a hood with diplomacy is a lonely lesson. Where the church is the drug, the high, the only reverend. My introspection is making the bread leaven. It was written in physical graffiti like it's Led Zeppelin. Too many rappers, the truth of now is bedwetted. I slice next to the bone like it's the bread wedding. The bread was thinner than the ice, we're just getting on. Way more corporate than radios that they're playing on. Way beyond sellout. You fell out with your lady, huh? She wetter than the force of trying to tap it like Savion. Venom, you end up the FDR. The world is spinning too fast, they need to let me off. It's near and the curtain is coming down too. Catch me if you can while I'm running circles around you.
Hand clap, right now. Radio, don't turn it down. I love the sound, I love the sound. Breaking through the undercloud. I can fly a kite, I can write a poem, I can save a life, I can have it all, I can wear my skin, I know where you've been. The creator has a master plan. I see him light up in the fan. Catch me if you can. Catch me if you can.
Mm-hmm.
You always been writing poetry?
I've always been, since I was about 9, 10 years old, since I was a little girl.
Do you ever go back and look at what you wrote when you were a little girl?
I don't have a lot of that stuff, but I do have stuff from high school that's pretty funny. It's all about boys and death and
of yeah, course yeah, all you know, those
oh my god
all those drama things
yeah what I did yeah I didn't have
teenager.
I didn't have a real big life yet, you know. And so some other things happened, thank goodness. But I became an activist, you know, my freshman year at Michigan State. I was busy with activism and I was reading, you know, because when I found out that no one was teaching me anything, when I found Ntozake Shange in my theater class, my drama teacher Susan Story brought Ntozake's work into my life, and I was like, who are these women? And why are they being kept from me? And I feel like, you know, I wish that I had known about them when I was in third grade or fourth grade or fifth grade. Audre Lorde or Lucille Clifton and Sonia Sanchez and Mary Baraka. And I was like, wow, why are they keeping them from me, this education system? And I got really pissed off and I just started reading everything, you know, I could get my hands on. And that's how I educated myself about who I was. Like, I actually figured out that I wasn't just some weird girl writing poetry and not understanding, you know, writing about the, like, why was I looking at the world the way I was looking at it? And yeah, like when I did APAP yesterday, I said, you know, on October 28th, 1971, I was born a poet, because I was already a poet. I just didn't have any models. I didn't know that I was connected to a history, you know. I think my mother sensed it. She gave me Lorraine Hansberry to be Young, Gifted, and Black when I was quite young, you know, probably younger than most kids would read that. I read it. And she gave me Maya Angelou and Alice Walker. I think that's who she knew. You know, she may not have known the other ones, but she knew Alice Walker. And so I got them. I got them early too. And so yeah. So it just stayed with me. You know. But my work now is like hoping, like in the work I do in schools, is introducing young people to these writers of the Black Arts Movement and Harlem Renaissance, because they're an important part of American literature. And you know, and this work can save lives. You know, writing art can really impact people's lives.
And this, what you're doing,
yeah,
is in the spirit of Langston Hughes.
Yeah, of course it is.
Because I had a professor in college,
yeah,
who took the music of Langston Hughes and added the jazz,
right,
to speak with it.
Yes.
And did a whole show around that.
Yeah.
So this is nothing new to
That's
me.
Right. And Langston stole his books out of his car, you know, like, you know, in the trunk of the car.
And so this is, in many ways, you're taking that same journey.
Yeah.
In many ways, you're taking Langston Hughes' journey.
Yeah.
Because I grew up learning about Langston Hughes.
That's right. And the people's poet. I mean, my son can recite Langston. You know, I've been teaching him Langston Hughes since he was just about 5 or 6 years old. And so, yeah, I mean, those are my models, you know. But I grew up in Detroit, you know, and I had Broadside Press and Naomi Long Magid, and we have, you know, Larry Neal and great Dudley Randall, A History of Publishers and Black Poets that came out of Detroit as well. Hakeem Adebuti, who's one of my mentors and friends out of Chicago, is also from Detroit. But it takes me some time to go back and find my people, find my tribe, you know. And but I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm excited about this record, Joan, because it's on vinyl too. So I had this.
Oh,
we're looking at the
CD.
Good.
That's
but
cool.
We have Fat Beats is our distribution company, so they have the vinyl record. It's out in stores in New York City. So, and the vinyl was really important for me. And Talib knew that. I was like, this record deserves a needle and some wax.
Here's another cut from her CD, Black Tea: The Legend of Jesse James. It's called I Catch the Rain.
Catch the rain, calculating the ocean, dropping the sky, falling safely into a stranger's world. Have I gone mad? I'm so mad he's gone. Which one? I wasn't here when he left. I want him to come home to a place I've named temporary shelter, a place to heal and move,
like this earth keeps pulling me back into this place where I bury my wounded heart countless times. This land of broken promises, this nation of liars. I will not give birth surrounded by all this fear. I know I'm a queen. I don't have to place it inside my name. I carry those ancient women in the marrow of my bones. No longer in love with this cold. I eat the snow. I suppose I'm supposed to feel old, but I'm watching my son begin, so I begin again. With my world emptied out by sadness and loss in my city, bloodshed is in the waterfalls, the cliffs on every corner, death breathing inside the wind, watching my steps. I miss walking for miles, so why not love now, when there is nothing left? I don't know how to be subtle. I know I'm balanced, light, weightless, and beautiful in your hands. I write haiku as prayer. Give them to you in small pieces. Every beat a sound, every reach for the sun, another poem pulled from your smiling face. My Cherokee blood split by arrows dipped in tar, blessed by frankincense, chewed out and spit out for protection. I just want a safe place. Just wish for freedom that doesn't require me to scream. Freedom. I want to be still. I want to marry stillness over and over again. Can I collect your rain, catch your dreams, put them in my heart pockets? And I ask your permission as a formality, you know, for I feel I have already earned my permission to listen to you, learn from you, lean on you, love you. No, I mean, really, love you, fiercely, uncompetitively, gently, devotedly, nourishingly, naturally, well, like the rain loves the earth. I catch the rain, and I would be honored to keep, no, treasure your secrets, record your her story, then retell it, so it is never misconstrued, always celebrated, never forgotten, and so it reaches those who crave it, need it, need you, well, like the earth. I catch the rain. I catch the rain. I love men my whole life. My daddy was first. The doctrine of brown girls, the heroes of the new news. We are old friends fast. We the holders of time. Translating Sanskrit on sacred skin, whispering our children's names, stars, clearing the clouds. I want to laugh aloud for a million more years, measure my losses in kilometers, inches away from being blind. I can see your scars. Tell your brothers on Mars, thank you. Tell Mother Earth we love her. Honor the present, abandon fear, dance with wolves. Wear the silver tie, wear the coffee, the lemon, the blue, the subtle bling. I'll wear my feathers, I'll tattoo it to my yellow Thailand spine. I'll pretend to drink wine and wear matching heels. I'll wear my Jesus sandals and meditate with you. Touch knees, hold hands, my red afro, a humble satellite. A crown of tangled flowers, seasoning the Detroit curry. I call the possibility truth. How is it possible to feel? How is it possible to not feel when I feel everything? My dream catcher is blue, curry shells glowing, sometimes crying. A native woman mourning. It's 11:43 p.m. You have already passed another morning. I will never catch up in this world of backward clocks. I burn the midnight oil with Arabian sandalwood and mango tea on my lips. I know you are the sun, moon, child. I simply catch the rain. I simply catch the rain.
You're in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue now with our interview with Jessica Kerr Moore. You've worked in film, haven't you?
Yeah,
have you acted in a film or produced or you've done both?
I've done independent films. Just really small things. His, Her Story was a small film I did in Atlanta. I was the star of that. It was, you know, a 35-minute film. Done some cameo stuff. There was a film on Langston Hughes called Hughes Dream Harlem that I was a part of that was shot uptown. And I was in that along with Amiri Baraka, and I believe Kevin Powell was there, and Sonia Sanchez, and came out on Starz some years ago. I want to do more film, though. I am actually developing right now a script that's based in Detroit that's been a story I've been wanting to tell for a long time. And in poetry, there's only so many things I can say in a poetic style, so I am pushing myself to do more film. And with acting, I've pushed more towards theater. I've done several solo theater shows. So I've God Is Not an American is one of my shows. There Are No Asylums for the Real Crazy Women. The Revolution's in the Ladies' Room. So I'm a playwright and solo
I like
theater.
That one. I like
oh,
that
the
one.
Revolution's in the ladies' room.
I like that one.
You know, that was my first choreo poem. It was produced by the African Poetry Theater and later at the New Eureka Poets Cafe. And it's about three different women in three different stalls. But I found out, you know, that women in the bathroom, you know, like we really connect, and you never know what kind of conversations that can come out of those spaces.
No, they never know, do they?
We talk about all kinds of stuff in the ladies' room, okay? And so I actually met a sister named Alicia, who is here from Bethune-Cookman College, and we became friends yesterday in the bathroom, you know? Just because she liked my hat, and she's like, I like your hat. And I was like, well, hi, who are you? And so now I'm going to be going to Bethune-Cookman College in February to do a Black History Month program. So. You know, but I think, yeah, it's a space where it's like it's just us in there, and you never the conversations that go down. And sometimes we're talking to ourselves or we're just excusing ourselves from a date and trying to figure out what to say next. And so I wanted to write. So one of the women in that piece is at the Million Man March in a porta potty. And I think another one is like at her friend's house, and she's like in love with her guy friend. And she's just one of the boys. And I think the other one is a little girl who's dealing with her issues of identity and race. And so it was a very young piece for me that I've done again in Detroit. I brought young poets in there and mixed it together. It's choreo poem, yeah. So, and I have a solo theater piece called The Missing Project, Pieces of the D, which is like a Detroit techno solo theater piece of all Detroit narratives set to techno music. And with a DJ and a graffiti artist with me. So a lot of multimedia work with my poems, just pushing my audiences to get, I need my audiences to be bigger so I can make a living. They can't be 25 people in front of me in a poetry cafe.
We know this.
Yes. You know, I have to actually
we know that.
Pay my bills.
We
you know
that
yeah,
syndrome
yeah,
very well.
Me, right. But you know, and then the most recent one is Salt City. I have a ballet that was produced at Spelman College this year in 2015, and it's coming back the fall of 2016. Aku Kodogo is directing it, and it's a full-length ballet and piece, a dance performance piece with my poetry as text, and it's my concept. And Salt City is, I just envision always having a performance piece with a brown, beautiful brown girl as the lead dancer, and the story being told from her perspective. But it's based in the salt mines. It's Afrofuturistic. It's gorgeous, and it's about gentrification. It's about what's happening in cities like Brooklyn and Harlem and Detroit and Chicago and San Francisco, where people are being working people are being pushed out.
Now I understand you're an activist in the fight against AIDS.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me how you got about started that.
Steve. So I'm an activist in general. You know, I've been in Ferguson a lot, several times in a row over the past few years since Michael Brown was killed. I teach in the juvenile detention centers in St. Louis. And so a lot of my work, my life work, has been working in jails and prisons and working in women's prisons, but also just in juvenile detention centers with majority of boys. And but the AIDS and the work around AIDS has been very organic. You know, I was asked to do that AIDS walk many years ago in the early 90s. And, you know, and I remember them saying, well, can you write a poem for, you know, about to inspire people before the walk? I'm talking about 50,000 people in Central Park, you know. And they're like, yeah, Stephanie Mills is going to be singing. I was like, okay, I could come up with something. And I thought about it. And I didn't, you know, I was really hurt by losing my friend Joseph in the 80s, you know, to HIV. And then I was very young, and it was not talked about in the 80s the way it is talked about now. So that time I wasn't invited to the funeral. You know, this is one of my childhood friends and that I love dearly. And I was like, well, why can't I go to his funeral? Why can't I go see him in the hospital? And they just didn't want to, they didn't explain it to me. They didn't know how to. They were ashamed. And so that hurt me. And so when they asked me, I said, I have to write this poem for Joseph. And so, you know, you write a poem about someone you know. You don't know that it's going to impact anybody else really deeply. I just wrote it. And then I read it at this 50,000 people at Central Park. And the crowd went, I mean, I can't even explain. I'll cry. Like, if I think the way that it felt, the love that they gave me was amazing. And the response, I mean, how many people I hugged after that, that morning. And I ended up doing almost every, so many AIDS walks. They invited me to come back. They requested last year that people were like, we want the Joseph poem. You know, people talking about my friend, you know. So it's been very healing for me. And I've also did, even before that, I'd done like a CD in Boston with some educators. Called, I wrote a poem called If I Had AIDS, and then wrote did a workshop and wrote questions and answers and workshop materials for young people to just get understanding. So, because, you know, we're better now, but in the beginning, there was just so much ignorance and so much misinformation and people being thinking you can't talk to a person with HIV or, you know, share a meal or, you know, and so basic humanity was not in play. And so we've done a lot of educational work. And so any way I can lend my voice, you know, and I did the Carnegie Hall piece with Michelle Ndegeancello, who was the musical director for the Gay Men's Health Clinic. So I never say no, you know, when it comes to the things like that. And so it's not like actually I was a consultant in San Francisco. I mean, I have done some things, you know, it's been a while, but in San Francisco, they did a big push, to get education out there. For people who are using, you know, dirty needles or, you know, different ways of like using hip hop and using poetry to educate people about HIV and AIDS. And so we got still a long way to go. You know, hopefully we can get rid of this thing. And you know, I met Ben Vereen when doing one of the AIDS walks, and he was really taken back by the poem and invited me to his Broadway show. He's on Broadway at the time, and he brought me in as a guest and got to talk to him. And I know he's actually at APAP. I'm going to be leaving. I wish I could see him. Yeah. Yeah, Ben's going to be here.
Oh, my God, I wish I knew that.
Yeah, Ben Vereen's going to be here. And so I went, and it's funny, so is Rita Moreno. And Rita Moreno, when I couldn't show up to an AIDS walk in California, she read the poem for me. Because Rita has been there, and she heard the poem, and they said, well, do you mind if Rita Moreno reads your poem for Joseph? And I was like, no, that's amazing. And so,
Where can we find this poem? How can I?
Oh,
because I
it's
think
in my
a
book.
Lot of, yeah. It's in your book?
It
Which
is.
Book,
Which
is,
book
it?
Is it in? Let me think. I think it's in my first, or it's in my second book, I think, The Alphabet Versus the Ghetto. People can find my work at jessicakilmore.com. Mm-hmm. All of my books are there. Moreblackpress.com is up still, so we have books there available. I have a new poet that I'm putting out, Brad Walron. His book, Everywhere Alien, will be coming out, and I'm working on a major anthology called Call Our Names, which is about the 90s poetry scene and putting some of our work in context, historical context, and connecting us to the Black Arts Movement and Harlem Renaissance, so people can know how to teach these writers that mm-hmm. came out of the hip-hop generation and put us in the proper context in a classroom. And so educate people so they don't have to come finding me, so they can say, this is who Jessica is, and these are her peers, and these are her models, and this is who she's connected to and who we are connected to historically. But I believe that poem is in my second book, but then you can find my work at jessicakilmore.com.
Okay, and that second book again?
The Alphabet Versus the Ghetto. Yeah.
Thank you. I just wanted to have that repeated because I would really like our audience to look that up.
And you know what I'll do is I can also put it on my website, the poem. So I could just tell my webmaster, you know, just put that poem up online, and that's
okay.
You know, and just make it available for people.
Okay. Well, this has been really cool.
Thank you for playing the music.
And thank you so much for spending time with us in the Jazz Room.
Thank you. I love being here. Yay.
We end this show with one more cut from Jessica's CD. This is called This is a Bus Stop with Wings.
This is a bus with wings. Fly me high above the earth. I need red clay forgiveness. I need a Nina Simone gun with no bullets, just fire, just freedom. I bite down hard on my bottom lip to remind myself of the pain. To feel something soft on my body filled with concrete, metal, and somebody else's needles. I am a shadow of myself. I am the after-hour party. The next stop is my stop. Any stop, just don't stop. Keep driving, bus driver, till we touch the first cloud in the entrance to heaven.
there has to be a safe place for women who had a yesterday in a series of uncertain tomorrows. This window is the entire world. Maybe the earth is flat and square after all. Maybe I would stop running in circles if I just went to the edge of this motherfucker and jumped. This is better than jumping. This is church revival. Ooh, baby, they can never save me in those pretty places. Too much stained glass. I need to be able to see inside. Simple place. The loud speaker at a drive-through menu. There you are. I can hear you talking to me. I love french fries. Always have. I can fix a lot of things about myself. That one, I ain't changing. Changing? What the hell is that anyway? We are the same from the moment we are born, ain't we? I'm moving, but I'm still me. I don't have a costume, not for this life. I will ask God for a new one next time around, maybe. Change is good. Things we can't control, we name good. Getting high is good when you can control it. Check that shit out. I just want to eat and sleep for a few months. Wake up as a movie star in a different film and maybe some more meat to cover these bones. This is not a movie. I had to convince myself. So here I am, a jar full of empty promises and letters never sent. I couldn't hold him. I didn't know how to hold him. Who was gonna hold me, huh? Why are we only born with these two hands anyway? Explain that shit to me. Women need more than two. What if someone cuts these off? It happens. Or arms. They could just fall off from exhaustion. What's up, modern medicine? Help me grow some new arms. Humans ain't so special. Can't just heal our wounds by a touch or a kiss. Well, that's never enough. We gotta take pills to fix our brains. We so smart, we don't know how to think without some help. That's all I need.
We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
The reflection of the new, simply beautiful. I need to sleep somewhere like that. I need to wake up in the care of the sun. I need to feel safe with my eyes closed. I need to land like an alley cat. I paid my fare a million times. I am not a secret. I am screaming inside this shell. Time can't find me here. No more watches. Everybody watches. Watch me get off. Watch me get off. Watch me land. I got wings. I got wings. This bus got wings. Just put this baby in drive and let's fly. Let's exist together for the very first time.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future of radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.